The inland forts of Goa. History, history. We fools, what do we know or care? William Carlos Williams. In my last few posts, I have covered a lot of Goan heritage but only one fort, the Nanyuts Fort. Goa's history would might be complete without talking about the Portuguese acquisition of its territories. A Hindu kingdom until the mid-14th century, it exchanged hands between the Bahmani Sultans and the Vijayanagara Empire for about 100 years. The Portuguese domination that began in 1502 AD ended with British rule in India. Most of the popular forts in Goa lie on its coast, the Portuguese hand in their construction. The inland though has some forts like the Nanyuts Fort that were the constructs of their original inhabitants, the marauder bone slaves of Maharashtra. To protect their territory from the Marauders, the Portuguese also built some inland fortifications. Let's have a peek at Alorna, Corduum and Saint Estevam, the three inland forts of Goa. Alorna Fort. If Nanyuts Fort guarded the eastern borders, the northeast belonged to Alorna Hulern, its original name. The Sawantwadi Boneslays controlled it until the Marquis de Castelo Novo captured it in 1746 AD standing beside the Chapuara River in Mapusa. The current structure is a rebuild and called Santa Cruz de Alorna. The facade is dominated by a solid wall with two watchtowers on each side. A small cross faces the fort, that has two cannons placed at its entrance. Above the entrance, a hiding place provides for extra defense. Up a slope, we can see the vast expanse of the fort that has one building in the center. The rest of the fort is in ruins. Nonetheless, it is picturesque with paddy fields and a small village surrounding it. Saint Estevam's Fort. Along the Mandavi River in Tiswate, the island of Saint Estevam houses the riverside fort of the same name. Juvam, another name for the island, is made of three islets connected with a canal. A rough ride up a hill reaches the fort of Saint Francis Xavier or Saint Estevam. Restored by intact, the fort was constructed in 1668 AD. A singular building within its square bastions bear Portuguese influences. Apart from the military purpose, the fort acted as a check post for traders in the surrounding valley. The Jesuit imprint on Juvam comes through the chapel of Cristo Rei, Christ the King, that is on the hillock next to the fort. Corduum Fort. Our third inland fort of Goa is at Corduum, pronounced Corduve, an island in Bardez surrounded by the Mapusa River. Built in 1705 AD, the laterite fortifications hold nothing but two watchtowers and a tiny chapel of Maida Deus, Mother of God, within. Locals talk of another chapel of Saint Anthony having been there earlier. The fort stood as a defense against the Marauder attacks and served as a school for military recruits. Whether built by the Portuguese or the Marauders, the inland forts of Goa give a glimpse of its military history and the colonization that swept this region. A glimpse of all things Goan continues on Image Writer. Meanwhile, Pindi's forts,